Hey, it's Rick Kettner here, and in this episode, we're going to go through 10 of the very best product management books. Each of these books can help you create better products, better services, or even better experiences for your customers. Now, of course, you don't have to go through all 10 books immediately, but what I would recommend is that you go through the rest of this episode, familiarize yourself with the basic idea behind each one of these books, because that way you'll be in a better position to choose the best book for you to get started on. And then eventually you can come back to this list and follow up on some of the other books that might seem interesting to you. So with that said, let's dive directly into the list, starting with book number one, which is Sprint by Jake Knapp. This book covers Google Ventures' unique 5-day process for answering critical questions really early in the product development process. So if you're dealing with big questions, big areas of uncertainty, if you don't know how customers might react to a certain approach with your product, or if you're second-guessing what it is that you're building, conducting a sprint week can help you address these issues really early on in the process so you can break through the kinds of things that can get a team stuck in a rut or otherwise cause a project to really stall out. So if that's the situation you find yourself in, or if you're just looking to make really rapid progress right out of the gate, consider picking up a copy of this book and learning about how the sprint week works, because if you incorporate this into what you're doing, it can help you break through this kind of uncertainty and get back on track where you're making very real progress with your product or your service or whatever it is that you're aiming to build. Now, as with many of the books in this list, I do have a follow-up episode where I go through 3 of my favorite insights from this book. So if you're interested in learning more about this specific book, you can find a link to that in the episode description box down below. But let's move on to the next book on the list, which is Start at the End by Matt Wallert. This book is all about creating products that customers actually use. It's about figuring out how to change behavior, increase engagement, and at the end of the day, find ways to create a greater impact in the world. So if you want to create a product where customers actually use it, it doesn't end up buried in a desk drawer or buried in a closet. If you really want to create an impact where people use what it is that you're creating, this book can help you figure out how to do that more effectively. It explains how you dive into the promoting pressures, the inhibiting pressures, what caused people to take action or to not engage with whatever it is that you're building, and how to ultimately design what it is that you're creating to be more likely to get used. So it starts with getting very clear on what it is that you want to achieve, hence the title, Start at the End, figure out how you want people to use your products and your services, and then you work backwards from there and figure out exactly how you have to design it in order to make that outcome more likely. And again, as with the previous book, if you're interested in learning more about this one, you can find a link to a follow-up episode down in the description box below. Next on the list is The Mom Test by Rob Fitzpatrick. This book is all about learning more through early customer conversations. So when you're still at the beginning stage, when you and your team are still discussing exactly what it is that you're going to build, and you're trying to gauge how interested potential customers might be in what it is that you're creating, whether it has promise, whether it needs to be adapted or adjusted to be a better fit for your customers. When you're at that stage, this book can help you conduct those conversations in a more effective way. So you're not just getting casual or passive praise and encouragement for what it is that you're building, which so often is the case in these kinds of customer conversations where you bring up what you're doing and they respond with something polite like, hey, sounds great. Keep us in the loop. We'd like to hear more. That kind of feedback can be very misleading because often it's rooted in them just being polite and doing the socially acceptable thing of being encouraging. But what you really want to achieve in these conversations is figure out the hard facts. What do they like about the idea? How do they actually engage with similar products and services? This book is all about making sure that when you sit down to have these conversations, whether they're formal or casual, depending on the situation, regardless, it's about figuring out how you ask the right questions in the right way to make sure that you're actually getting useful information so that you don't just end up going back to your team saying, hey, they love the idea, we're on the right track, when you might not be. So this is the kind of book that can save you a huge amount of wasted time, energy, and money by getting really critical information very early in the process. I highly recommend this book. And as with the others, this one as well, I do have a follow-up episode where I go into more detail about my top three takeaways. Let's move on to Inspired by Marty Kagan. This book is perfect for product managers that are working on technology-related products. So it goes into the unique approach used by some of the biggest and most successful technology-related companies in the world, including Amazon, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and other companies of this caliber. And this, of all the books on the list, is probably one of the most detailed when it comes to everything involved in being a great product manager. So if you're looking for a very detailed and thorough resource where it's going to walk through everything that you need to know, including topics like how to put together the right team, how to determine the right product, scaling the organization, creating an effective product culture, these kinds of ideas and many more, then you might consider picking up a copy of this book. The one thing I will say about this book, unlike some of the others, it is so much more detailed and more thorough, so it's that much more difficult to get all of the takeaways from a book like this. With some of the other books on the list, they might have, you know, a handful of really key principles and then drive them home in a wide variety of ways, including examples and more detail. A book like this is covering a lot more information, so it can be a little bit trickier to get all of the value out of a book like this, but it's extremely well rated. It's a great book. And if you're looking for that kind of thorough, really detailed resource, then this is almost certainly the book for you. Next on the list, we have Contagious by Jonah Berger. One of the most important factors behind long-term product success is whether or not the product naturally encourages word-of-mouth referral. So if the average customer is ever so slightly more likely to share or recommend it with family or friends or with anybody else they know, that can have a huge impact on the long-term success of whatever it is that you're building. And so this book is all about how to create products, services, or even ideas that are more likely to benefit from word-of-mouth referral. It covers these six principles of contagiousness, which include social currency, triggers, emotion, public observability, practical value, and stories. So if you can incorporate any one or more of these ideas into your product, it makes it more likely that people will share and recommend it to others. And this, of course, in turn, can allow you to earn more money from the product and possibly turn around and invest even more into making it a better product moving forward. Next on the list, we have Hooked by Nir Eyal. Another key ingredient for long-term success is driving ongoing engagement or repeat usage of your product or your service. Now, the way that a lot of businesses drive ongoing usage is they engage in expensive marketing campaigns, they run ongoing promotions, they might build a community around their product, they might invest heavily in all kinds of things that are all geared towards making sure customers continue to use and engage with whatever it is that they offer. And of course, in many cases, this is very much worth it because it might be a subscription service, it might be a consumable in some way where they have to come back and reorder or repurchase. And so this might be why you as a business might want customers to re-engage with your products often. Now, this book takes a very different approach. Rather than engaging in expensive marketing campaigns, this is all about creating habit-forming products. How to design your product in a way that it's more likely for customers to develop a habit around coming back and re-engaging with your product or your service unprompted. You're not having to come back and attract them back to the product. They simply come back out of habit or out of routine. Now, the book covers the four-step habit loop. And the idea here is if you can incorporate this into your product, it makes it significantly more likely that a customer will develop a habit where, like I said, they re-engage with your product or service completely unprompted. And again, with so many of these books, I do have a follow-up episode if right now your curiosity is piqued and you want to learn more about the ideas covered in this book. Next on the list, we have Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday. This book is all about how to create timeless products that actually grow in popularity over time. So whereas so many products today, they might have a big launch, they might initially create a big splash, and then eventually, sometimes within a few months, sometimes within a few short years, they start to fade, their sales start to decline, and they become largely irrelevant. This book is all about how to create a classic product, the kind of product that actually performs better and better over time. And we see these kinds of products in every industry, the kind of product where everybody that's interested in that niche or that category is familiar with the product. It's highly recommended. Everybody either owns it or at least knows somebody that owns it and recommends it to other people. That's the kind of product you ultimately want to create if you want to create this effect where rather than having your sales decline, they slowly pick up and have greater and greater results over time. So that's the premise behind this book. Now, I found this book both inspiring from the perspective of firing me up and wanting to create a really great, timeless, classic product. But I also found it to be incredibly practical in terms of the kinds of things that you want to think about if you're seeking to create this result. So for example, it covers the creative process, things like positioning, marketing, word of mouth referral. These are the kinds of things that are really important if you want to increase your odds for creating this kind of a timeless product that actually has better and better results over time. Next on the list, we have Crossing the Chasm by Jeffrey A. Moore. This book is all about how to successfully market and sell disruptive products to mainstream customers. And while that might sound on the surface like it's all about marketing or it's all about sales, the reason why this is so important is because depending on the stage of your product development, you have to factor in who it is that you're selling to and what it is that they value. So for example, when you're creating any kind of a disruptive product, whether it's a technology-related product or anything else that causes users to have to change or alter their behavior, well, you have to understand what it is that different people value. Early adopters, the kinds of people that like new technology, have very different preferences and needs and are going to be sold on a different value proposition than pragmatist mainstream customers where they don't want new technology for new technology's sake. They want proven solutions. They're not interested in the latest and the greatest. They're looking for something that is proven to work. And again, while much of this does come down to marketing and sales and positioning and things like that, very important as a product manager to be aware of who it is that you're trying to please and what it is that they value. And ultimately, what this book can help you do is cross the chasm from early adopters who love new things to pragmatist mainstream buyers that want proven solutions and everything involved in delivering that. Because ultimately, the overwhelming majority of revenue and profit is typically achieved by appealing to this second group. And so that's what this book is all about. Not directly related to product development, but plays a very important role in how you might approach product development. Next on the list is Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim and Renee Maborn. This book is all about how to escape the bloody red ocean of competition. A very common trap that product managers fall into is they focus on what the competition is doing. What are customers already buying? How can we create a slightly better version of that product so we can win customers over? But of course, the issue is when you do this, when you make a slightly better version of the product, well, they're going to do the same. And pretty soon you're going to be trying to edge each other out and ultimately competing on price because the product is almost certainly going to become heavily commoditized. So the idea behind this book is to look for opportunities to make the competition irrelevant, to build a product strategy that's going to allow you to separate yourself from the competition where you can attract your own customers, you can please those customers, you can create greater value for them, and you're not as likely to fall into product commoditization. Now, this book is a little bit more geared towards business strategy than just product development, but the ideas are so directly applicable that if you're a product manager, if you're dealing with a competitor that's creating a similar product to you, this is the kind of book that you want to read if you want to look for opportunities to separate yourself and make it less likely that you will find yourself in direct competition with a rival. Next on the list is The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. This book is all about how to create products or services as a startup. This book is a classic at this point. It popularized the idea of the lean approach to product development. It introduced terms like minimum viable product or MVP, and it really stresses the fact that right from day one, you should be looking for opportunities to learn as much as possible from your customers. So rather than assuming you have all the answers or you know exactly what the customer wants, this book is all about making sure that right from day one, you're trying to learn, you're trying to grow, you're trying to adapt, and you're giving yourself the best opportunity for ultimately delivering a better product. So whether you're in a startup or even if you're in a larger organization, but you want your team to operate like it's a startup, I highly recommend this book. This is the kind of the book that really, if you're at all involved in product management, you should read this book at least once, if only to be familiar with the ideas and the terms and some of the other insights that are included in such an incredibly popular book. But anyway, those are 10 of the very best product management books. I recommend that you choose one, dive into it right away. Of course, these aren't the only books that are important when it comes to product management. You also want to focus on other skills like leadership. So very soon, I will be publishing a list of my favorite leadership books. In fact, by the time you're watching this, it may already be published. So check the episode description box if you're interested in that. If it's not already published, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out when it is available. That's it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments about anything that we covered here, let me know down in the comment section below. If you're listening to the audio edition, I'll include a link in the show notes that'll take you over to the video edition so you can participate in the comment section there. If you're interested in more content like this in the future, I recommend that you subscribe or follow my updates on social media so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you again in a future episode.